The film is called Little Men, and it's about two boys who are 12 and 13 years old who become best friends at the same time that their parents are becoming enemies. The parents are fighting over a small piece of Brooklyn real estate. So the kids become sort of something in between, and they end up taking a decision to stop talking to their parents. So it becomes a kind of a film about children and adults and the ways we impact our kids.
I believe it might also be about economics.
Certainly. Certainly. All my films are, actually.
Yeah, I find that compelling. Looking at the human condition, the economic state of any individual.
It's interesting to think of in context of this election. It comes to mind immediately. And that is that people end up making decisions about things that are very personal, often because what's happening in their bank accounts. There's something primal about people's relationship to money or the lack thereof. So in this case, it's a story about two somewhat kind of close to middle class families who are fighting over this one storefront. One couple, played by Greg Kinnear and Jennifer Ely, own a building, and there's a storefront downstairs. And in the storefront, a single Chilean woman, played by the wonderful actress Paulina Garcia, is renting that shop, and she can no longer afford her rent. So you see this battle over space. And I think in that way, I found when I show the film, almost anywhere, people really relate to the issues. You just walk down Front Street here in Wilmington, and you think about how a shop stays open or doesn't based on so many things.
You're not necessarily taking sides here.
I wrote the film with Mauricio Zacharias, and this is our third film we've written together. And when we started, it was very important for us to not stack the cards too much in any one direction. So the owner is not a large real estate firm that owns a small little shop. And the woman who owns the shop is not just off the boat. She's not a recent immigré. They're very similar in terms of their education class. They're both very well-educated people. They're from creative classes in a certain way. So I think the suspense of the film, and in a way that is part of the pleasure, is that you're not sure who to root for. And it shifts in the course of the film. For me, that makes the issue around decisions around money and the moral issues that the film raises more complex and hopefully leave the audience thinking in a different way.
Another thing that we'll see in this film is the difference between the kid world and the adult world.
Yeah, I think that's really the, that's in a way the tension. It's also a bit of the tragedy of the film. When I was traveling and I'm showing the film around, one of the actors, Theo Taplitz, who plays a very sensitive, artistic kid named Jake in the film, he said for him it was a film about the moment when a child realizes there's a past. And I thought that was so beautiful. There is some moment, my kids, I have two four-year-olds, and they don't know there's a past yet. They're not aware of that. They don't see things with that sense of loss. In this film, some things happen, and there is a bit more of that kind of melancholy that arrives for the kids particularly.